Hello, welcome to News Fox. It's Tuesday the 10th of October.
Hi.
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 How are you?
Fine.
Any news?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brace yourself.
I'm braced.
Are you sitting down? Yeah, I can see you.
Okay, I don't know why you asked.
World War III.
World War III is happening.
It's broken out the other day. Crikey. So far, so good.
Is it this puppet that's orchestrated it all?
Yeah, we're having a fight against this little Chinese fella. actually, he's not Chinese, he looks Chinese, he's Korean. Now, I think it's important that we get to know what we fight, you know.
You've got the sun today, I've got the star.
Okay.
Have you got some information about
it? I've got some info, because I want to know what we're fighting against.
Okay.
Because we're all at war now.
We're all at war. He got the nuke.
He likes James Bond.
Can you say his name?
Kim
Jong-il.
Yeah.
He likes James Bond, you say?
Yeah, he likes...
Can I just add on to that? He's got a collection of 20,000 Hollywood movies. Indeed, his favourites include James Bond, Rambo, and Friday the 13th.
Right. So watch out for Friday the 13th.
Yeah, he might. What happens in there? I can't remember.
Someone gets killed. He's had 13 illegitimate children.
Crikey.
And this is the most disgusting bit, he washes down sushi and Shark's Fin soup with wine.
Is that a story? That's a fact, is it? When he has his dinner, he washes it down with wine.
He's got a savage temper and a taste for the high life.
I heard that when he lived in Russia, he had live lobsters sent to him every day and he ate them with silver chopsticks.
And he says smokers are one of the three main fools of the 21st century, along with people who are ignorant about music and computers.
Well, he's not ignorant about music because he really likes Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. and he's written 6 operas.
Kim has?
Yeah. He wears platform shoes and a bouffant hairstyle to make himself look taller.
Yeah, 5'3".
But he does like tall women, mm-hmm. he's got a harem of them. He calls them the pleasure squad.
Yeah, and you're allowed to dance with them naked, but if you touch them, you're stealing from him, and he'll murder you.
Crikey. This is my favourite one. The maniac fears that he'll be replaced by triplets, so he's ordered all triplets to be rounded up and raised in orphanages.
Right.
3 million North Koreans starved to death after he came to power in 1994.
Yeah, he makes them eat gruel for using wild roots from tree bark. Whilst he's
someone keeps ringing
dancing
on the phone.
Girls.
What
yeah.
is Rufus James?
He phoned back before.
Oh, okay.
So probably not.
Oh, that's all right. Then.
Otherwise, I'd be jumping on it.
Oh, I thought so. So we're all prepared now. We know how to. We can just stamp on him because he's a little diddy man.
Yeah.
And he's scared of triplets, so we can diddy freak
man.
Him out with that band that came out about 2 years ago.
Fair.
We were all
just,
not them. There's a band of three triplets, weirdly.
Hanson.
No, they weren't Hanson. They were different ages. I can't remember what they were called. I was talking to someone about them the other day. They were like sub-busted, but they were triplets. So it made me a bit exciting. They all had red and black hair. Mm-hmm. They didn't have any success because their song was rubbish, but they were triplets.
Well, my advice to Bush and Blair is to don't go in like you did old guns blazing with Saddam. Slowly, slowly, catchy monkey, just go and take him out. Just him, not all of his people as well. Just take him out. He's obviously a loony. Lock him up.
Fuck yeah.
And then fuck him up the arse. Or not. Or if you fancy it. You don't have to.
I think you've made that needlessly, that quite insightful bit of world politics. You've made that needlessly filthy. I wanted to do this apology, because I always like an apology in the papers.
Yeah.
And I think this is a story we covered before about Naomi Campbell going berserk on a yacht and throwing stuff at a chef.
Yeah.
On July the 17th, we carried reports from the Italian media that Naomi Campbell had an argument with a photographer en route to a yacht in Italy. We also alleged that Miss Campbell had an altercation with the chef on board over her starter, wrecking the yacht causing... Yeah, I remember what the start was. It was tomato, mozzarella and basil.
Yeah.
Causing staff to duck for cover and causing £30,000 worth of damage. We've been asked to point out that neither altercation took place and she did not damage the boat. We are happy to set the record straight. and to apologise to Miss Campbell. We've also agreed not to republish a photograph of her on the yacht which accompanied the article. So they said that none of that happened.
Eating walnuts instead of fish with your chips could help to ward off a heart attack. But frankly, who would want to have walnuts and chips?
Well, I mean, I've just said if you finish up your meal with walnuts, that's good enough. You don't actually have to have them with chips.
Right.
That's the recipe of the sun, not how they're advising it. Do you know, if you have vinegar on your chips, which of course you do, because it tastes delicious, mm-hmm. It's the way they break down, it breaks down the fat, so it's better for you.
To have loads of vinegar.
Yeah.
Cool.
Here's a Russell Brand story for today. It's an unlikely one.
Go on.
He's ordained as a vicar. He actually did a comedy goth, as they've described him in Star.
Right.
He did this last year, so you know when it happened on Friends.
Yeah.
So you can get ordained on the internet, and then you can get legally wed mm-hmm. your friends mm-hmm. in the ceremony. Mm-hmm. So he's done that. He married his friend in Italy. You sort of married someone, didn't you? But you hadn't been ordained as a vicar on the internet.
No.
So it wasn't legally binding.
No, they got married on the quiet before, so nobody knew.
Robbie Williams has also done the same thing. Sharon Stone has been ordained over the internet. And former I'm a Celebrity winner, Joe Pasquale. So how brilliant would it, if you got married, Joe Pasquale did the...
That's quite funny,
or whatever. That'd be pretty funny, wouldn't it?
I wouldn't want Russell Brand doing it.
No, Joe Pasquale, though. That'd be quite funny.
I'd like that.
And then everyone in the reception could have some helium and everyone could do a Joe Pasquale impression.
Is that what you'll go for, do you think?
Sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you could probably hire him out.
Do you think he's free on the 23rd of June?
Is that when you set the date for?
Yeah.
Am I going to be the, I don't know, honour of matron or...
The honour of matron, you mean?
Am I going to be a bridesmaid? Am I going to... What?
I was going to make you mother of the bride. You could. I thought you could do that role.
Yeah, I could do that. What will your mum be?
Oh, I forgot about her.
Oh, don't invite her.
Oh, I won't tell her.
John Collins! He's still a cunt.
Again?
He suggested that Prezza... would likes women to wear the burqa so that he can
molest
them underneath them. Nobody will see him doing it.
Yeah, that's likely, isn't it? It's quite easy to get your hand up one of them.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a really tiny man, I suppose you could go underneath one.
Kim Jong-il?
Yeah.
He's always up a burqa. Tennis legend Andre Agassi's wife, Steffi Graf, has paid £200,000 for two of his rackets at a charity auction in Las Vegas. Now, this story, I thought, that's quite sweet, because she didn't need to buy them, she's married to him. And how sweet that she's given the money to charity. But then I thought about it a bit longer, and thought, why didn't they just keep the rackets and give the money to charity instead of this farce where he gave the rackets to charity? And if she just wanted to, and if it's just because she wanted to give £200,000 to charity... why don't you do that, and then they could auction the rackets to someone who actually wanted to buy them? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, but maybe she's thinking... maybe she was watching the auction and thought, they're not going for as much as they...
she was trying to bid them up.
Should. So she thought, well, I'm better off keeping hold of them, to be honest.
I'll send them on eBay.
She brought me a snip.
£200,000 for two tennis rackets?
Well, people are mad.
Bad news for Wonder Bras.
Oh.
The push-up bra.
Yeah.
Out.
No.
Yep. No longer are you going for the sort of full-on cleavage. You go more for a sweater look. So, I've got a t-shirt bra on today, and I think that's probably quite fashionable. You're going for a more pointed, covered-up look. Like a 50s sweater girl.
Right, I see what you mean.
I can show you some pictures here. There's Scarlett Johansson with a high-necked t-shirt on and pointy tits. And Dita Von Teese.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
That's it. They're saying you're not going for plunging cleavage anymore. You're going for covered up but very pert tits. You've got neither.
I have got both. God. Shoppers consume paper goods with a microchip under the skin. They reckon that this is the perfect way to solve the crime. Of, right, you've put your hand up, what,
That happened in an episode of CSI. There was a club where it was almost like an Oyster card, and you had a chip in your finger, and you paid to get into the club.
Yeah, but people are going to just go around cutting people's fingers off and cutting them
out. What if you put it in a bit you couldn't cut off somebody, like their rump?
You always could cut it out of somebody. And it would, and also then, you can't put your arse on a, you know, it has to be somewhere kind of like your wrist or your fingers.
No, they could have a scanner and go...
Over your bum?
Yeah. Quite nice.
What about your clit? A microchip in your clit.
And then they have a little fiddle with it every time you want to play something.
So if you're feeling bad about that, buying...
That would be good for prostitutes. That would be a tape transaction.
Well, if you get points, you get... So we have a point system, the more you buy, you get cash back. Something, yeah, I think we're on to a winner there.
Brilliant. There's a girl, the X Factor, apparently, they're down to the final now. And there's a girl who's in a wheelchair, who's sent into the last 12. She's saying, I'm going to... Basically, they've implied, they've not gone for the whole World War III theme and the Daily Star. They've gone, Simon fixed it for me, she will, it's a miracle. You won't believe these pictures. Oh, she's walking along with some crutches. I can believe that. So she broke her back and she was 13. She fell out of a tree or something.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're actually saying is not that she's going to be able to suddenly... Simon Cowell's going to lay his healing hands on her in the style of Christopher.
Right.
And she'll be able to walk again. They're going to just stage it. She's saying, I want some stunts. So they go, what I might do is get some men to carry me out on wearing loincloths. Men wearing loincloths, not her, would just carry her around while she's singing.
I think...
Or she might lie on a couch, and you go, is that a stunt?
She's just going for the cripple vote, though, isn't she?
Well, apparently she's not the favourite, though. The favourite is Ben Mills, 26. Now, I like to think that's one, because we watched X Factor in Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one I said he's definitely going to win was the one who was cute, he had a nice voice, and he was a full-time carer for his ill mum. But that's him. But he's the favourite to win. Don't know, though. I haven't seen a picture of him.
Don't know. I watched it the other day. I can't remember.
Sad story. Snooker Hunk, Paul Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
He's succumbed to cancer.
Yeah, we're going to do a tribute show to him tomorrow.
Are we?
Yep.
Why don't we do it today?
Because it's a World War III special today.
Yeah,
we don't have time to fit it all in.
He was only 27.
Yeah. The thing is with him though, he peaked very young, and somebody should have Someone should have spotted that, because whenever people peak young, they always die or have a sex change, like the Antiques Boy. Think about it.
Okay.
Hitler. Kim Jong.
Jesus.
Yep. Nicole and Paris are friends again.
Brilliant, I've been waiting for that to happen.
So that's good.
Katie Holmes and Posh are friends. Katie Holmes has said, I've had one little girl, I'll tell you, Posh, how you can have a little girl, because I know you've got three boys and you're after a girl.
Oh, yeah, go
apparently,
on.
Go to a strip club. Because I'm going to guess that Katie Holmes, she had a 50-50 chance there. I don't think she's an expert.
Mm.
Sadie Frost has been spotted driving down Arlington Road. It's just over there.
Well, she lives up there, doesn't she? So that'd be right. Katie Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about Posh now, because I think Posh is going to get turned into a zombie by Holmes.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure she isn't a zombie already.
To be honest, the fact that those two are hanging around together is so uncool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's like
really unsexy.
It's like, oh, who'd want to go and talk to them to?
Exactly. I bet they're really dull.
Just fucking, you know, and. I feel sad for Posh.
I like Katie Holmes better when she was best friends with Dawson and she just needed to like climb up the ladder to his bedroom.
Yeah, she was good in Dawson's Creek. I feel sorry for her as well, because this whole Tom Cruise business hasn't done her any good.
She may have got
a little Chinese baby out of it. That's about it.
Rod Stewart, how dare he? He's let himself go slightly. He's got a slight beer belly at the age of 61.
Still would. David Cameron, what do you think he got for his birthday?
A wind chime.
He got a CD and a DVD of the sequel to Peter Pan and a jumper.
Oh, that sounds like a really shit birthday. Oh, I should send him something now.
Paul Burrell got drunk at a party and started slagging up the Queen. The cocky blubbermouth said she's a robot.
Oh, it's like that bit in Alan Partridge. Thanks, you robots. Oh, brilliant. Exterminate. More celebrity news. I say celebrity.
Yeah.
Nikki from Big Brother was on Blind Date. They found a picture.
Right.
Apparently, the man she went out with said she was an airhead, and she thought that was good. Pete from Big Brother dumped Nikki, went out with another girl for 2 weeks, and now she's dumped him to go travelling. He's got heartache. He's nursing his own heartache in the flat he shared with Cherry for the past fortnight. None of them can be heartbroken. They don't even know each other. It's ridiculous. So he keeps having, a short couple of week-long relationships, and now he's just unlucky in love.
John Prescott?
Yeah. Prezza.
Not Prezza. A man called John Prescott, who lives in Hull, had a heart attack, and somebody phoned up his wife and said, John Prescott's dead. And she went, oh shit, I'll start arranging the funeral. That's very sad. She started arranging the funeral within, 2 hours of finding out he was dead. And then the hospital phoned up and said, well, he's all right, you're going to come in and see him. He wasn't dead after all, a bit of a mix-up. But she was like, oh, I've already started sorting the funeral.
Can you kill him?
I think that she was jumping the gun.
She was, really.
It sounds like she planned it all.
But who phoned up and said that she... That's bad, isn't it?
It is, but...
Right, so, Gary Barlow. Nice man, nasty man.
Nice.
Not according to the Sugar Babes. They say he's an arsehole. And one of them, the new Sugar Baby, no one knows who she is, went and asked him for an autograph for a friend, and he was a bit rude to her. But he probably didn't realise who she was, because nobody actually knows who she is.
Yeah, and, why does she...
They say that they like the other three. Gary is a twat. Okay. They might have said twat or cunt, something with right old four stars, I don't know what it's going to be.
Oh, so it's not right old fuck, right old shit, it would be right old cunt, wouldn't it?
Right, yeah, I reckon. Now, Little Britain went on the radio yesterday. Mm-hmm. Matt and Dave.
Oh, yeah.
They both had man bags, so they are turning into ladies, right, according to the Star. And then apparently David Walliams said that David Hasselhoff looks like a rapist in his new video.
Well, that's the whole point. God. Grace and Mikey, remember them too?
No, what, are they on Big Brother?
They were on the last Big Brother, getting married.
And they've been going out for, 2 months now?
Yeah, and she is also in line with it. No, she's about to start a new celebrity show called Cirque du Celebrity on Sky One.
Is it a celebrity-based circus show?
I think so, yeah.
Brilliant.
So I reckon they're just thinking, quick, let's get married. We'll make some money out of it, and if we split up, fuck it, it doesn't matter.
It's one way to do it.
It's like their mother two are doing.
Apparently, Johnny Allen, you mean Chantal and Preston?
Yeah.
Johnny Allen from EastEnders is apparently coming back, and then he's going to be almost dead again. And I'm sure he's been written out of it about 4 times now. I'm bored of it.
Did you watch EastEnders yesterday? It was terrifying.
I don't think
Nana
I
Moon's
did.
Ghost is all.
Oh no,
Jane.
I did see that. Yeah. I'm not as terrifying as Ian Beale getting married.
Oh, again. How many times is that now?
It's fourth, I think. Cindy. Mel.
From EastEnders.
Cindy from EastEnders. Mel from EastEnders.
Laura
from EastEnders. Now she's going to marry Jane from EastEnders.
He went out with Sharon Watts, didn't he, from EastEnders? They didn't get married, though. That was just when they were kids, when they were in that band together.
The band.
Dog. Meryl Streep.
B-A-N-N-E-D.
See, I remember it as being Dog, D-O-G-G, but maybe that was just one of the
suggested names.
Suggested names.
Right, we probably should start speeding up a bit now.
Do you remember when they...
Meryl Streep, come on!
She doesn't wear Prada, it hurts her feet.
Well, surely the skirts don't. There's a jail, they've been given £25,000 reward for being good, and they said they can spend that on whatever you like, but thinking they'd spend it on some extra security sort of improving the jail somehow. But actually what they did was have a massive party. Spent it all on champagne, and they hired out a huge stadium to have it in. Some of the workers refused to go, so he thought that was bad. And apparently 665 prisoners have escaped from this jail, but they still get a reward for being good. It has a holiday camp reputation.
What prison was that?
Sudbury Open Prison.
In
Sudbury, I'm guessing. How do we get in? Derbyshire. Is Sudbury in Derbyshire?
Do a little bit of murdering, or...
No, it's an open prison, so just a little...
Walk in?
Yeah, we could just walk in, yeah.
How do you think you make money on property quickly? Quick.
By becoming a property expert on the telly?
Well, you just sex your flat up and make $100,000. It's as easy as that. You don't need to be no Sarah Beany. All you need to do is
paint everything and make paint vibrators everywhere.
Put vibrators, sexy knickers. People are paying for, well, they want to fall in love with your lifestyle as well as your house. So if it looks
chains.
Like you get...
You're getting it constantly.
Yeah.
Dirty condoms in the bin. Yeah. Yeah, KY jelly by the bed.
A negative pregnancy test.
Brilliant. £100,000, you say?
Yeah,
that seems worth it.
Quick, so do that next
I haven't
week.
Got that to sell, but I'll try. I might try and sell my rent for that. That'll work.
Yeah.
Are you finished? Have you finished?
Yeah.
Okay, so tonight it's the
monkey
program at 9 o'clock. You got an hour off then. Watch the monkey program, BBC Two, 9 o'clock. For a while and go, wow, monkeys are brilliant. You have an hour off, perhaps have a shower and all that. At 11 o'clock, Radio 4, listen to the Hollow Men, because it's going to be really good.
That's what it was you were keeping a secret from me.
It wasn't a secret, everyone knows about it. It's in the Radio Times. There's a picture
of
the guys.
Who reads the Radio Times anymore?
I don't know, Nan something.
Actually, I know who does, Jeremy Lim.
Well, then he knows about it. So, listen to the Hollow Men at 11 o'clock tonight, because it'll be good. It might be rubbish, and I'll feel a bit embarrassed.
That'd be good. It'd be alright, wouldn't it?
It'd be alright. I had a dream last night that I was taller than Nick Tanner. Big trunk.
He's quite short.
No, he isn't.
Oh, is it? Terrible little... I'm getting them mixed up. Is he the short, fat one?
One who boosts his hair up and wears heels.
Can't remember. See you tomorrow.
Bye.